Asperger Syndrome Podcast. Today, I will be talking about a pervasive developmental disorder that many of you may have heard about, Asperger Syndrome. In recent years, the growth of autism has also led to increasing awareness of Asperger's. Asperger's is considered by many to be a high-functioning form of autism. There are four areas of Asperger's that we will cover today: symptoms, prevalence, treatment, and prognosis. Part 1, symptoms. There are many symptoms used to diagnose Asperger's. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or DSM, added Asperger's to the pervasive developmental disorders in 1994. Psychiatrists list many symptoms of the disorder, including problems with social interactions, repetitive behavior, strict thoughts and routines, and occasional clumsiness. These symptoms must harm everyday functioning, such as learning and living alone. A feature that sets Asperger's apart from other autism spectrum disorders is that there is a low rate of mental retardation and no serious delays in language development. In fact, people with Asperger's have averaged to high IQs. It is important to talk about one of the most common features of Asperger's, which is social problems. Children with Asperger's have difficulty making friends and keeping relationships. They may be socially cut off from classmates and unable to participate in imaginary play. Because of the problems they have with using language, such as understanding all words literally, they may be viewed as strange or outsiders by their classmates. Also, they often lack empathy or the ability to see things from someone else's point of view. All of these things make it hard for some children to stay positive and focused in school. They can become very lonely and depressed without proper support. Parents usually start to notice that their child is not developing correctly when they are around 2 to 3 years of age. They are then most often diagnosed sometime in late to middle childhood. Part 2, prevalence. The prevalence of Asperger's, or number of children that have the syndrome, is unknown. The estimate of the number of children and teens that have Asperger's is 3 to 7 children per 1,000. It is known that more boys than girls are diagnosed with Asperger's. Almost 5 times as many boys have it than girls. Also, if a child has Asperger's, there is a 46% chance that someone in the family also has it, or something similar, usually the father's. It is hard to get a definite number of children with this syndrome because they are often misdiagnosed or undiagnosed. Asperger's can look like typical autism or even childhood schizophrenia. Also, children with Asperger's have a higher rate of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, anxiety and depressive disorders, Tourette syndrome, obsessive compulsive disorder, and sleep problems. With a disorder like ADHD, for example, it can be difficult to see the Asperger's because it is less noticeable than the ADHD symptoms. Part 3, treatment. There is great news for parents of children diagnosed with Asperger's. It is a manageable condition that does not have to interfere with future goals. After diagnosis, a child would go through an assessment to determine the best course of treatment. With behavior therapy, children can decrease or diminish their stereotypical behavior. Therapy that offers problem-solving skills, emotional competency, and flexibility training are also important in reducing anxiety and outbursts. Although it is a chronic or lifelong disorder, it doesn't have to interfere with one's quality of life. There is no medication made just for Asperger's, but a child may be prescribed medication for another accompanying disorder or symptom. Antidepressants, anti-anxiety, and attention drugs may be used to help a child function better. Parents must make sure to celebrate their child's strengths in academics and hobbies, while still introducing them to new topics. Keeping family routines consistent is also good for children with Asperger's because they know what to expect throughout the day. Part 4, prognosis. The prognosis or future outcome for children with Asperger's is generally positive. Children with Asperger's are typically in inclusive classrooms. Because they usually have no learning difficulties, there is no need to place them in special education classrooms. Also, children with Asperger's are usually not disruptive in class, so they may not even need an aide with them. While parents and teachers must watch their child's studies carefully to make sure they are on the right track, special education services in the school are not usually required. While many adults still experience symptoms associated with Asperger's syndrome, there are some that seem to fully manage their symptoms. These individuals are able to maintain steady jobs, some of which require PhDs, and live independently, even going on to have families of their own. While it is rare to completely lose all symptoms, they are extremely manageable with correct therapy at a young age. There is a lot of information about Asperger's that can help children and adults handle a diagnosis more positively. While an autism spectrum disorder may seem scary at first, Asperger's can be very mild and does not necessarily limit a child's future plans. For references from this podcast, which include books and websites for further information, please look to the printed transcript.